I know. Give me my chance. My goodness. My goodness. Wow.
God is good.
I know. He's going to hide. But let me tell you something. I wish you all could just sit here. You want to feel some heat? This saxophone player back here is on fire. He is on fire.
Thank God for the gospel band.
I tell you. And the choir's on fire. And Jim Gillespie has fixed all these lights, so everybody up here, we're all on fire now. Amen. We're all on fire. All right, so I'm on fire. Look out. Strap yourselves down. Strap it down. I'm telling you right now. I'm going where you all are going to think, oh, he's not going there. Oh, yeah, I am. Because people have been asking me, Don, what do you think about the election? And people, I know, you give me a chance. What could possibly go wrong? It's me. First of all, I am very, as we come into Thanksgiving, I am thankful that I live in this country. I'm not in Aleppo. I'm not in Syria. There are so many other places that I could have been in. And the only reason why I'm blessed to be here is not because of my goodness, it's God's grace. All right? That's what allowed me to be here. All right? So I'm grateful that we transitioned governments and we can do it without government soldiers being tracking down our arms. I mean, like breaking down doors in our houses and doing all kinds of weird things we see happening around the world. So, yeah, I am very thankful that I am in America. I am very, very thankful for that. But more than that, I am very, very grateful that I am a Christian. I am a Christian. Before anything else, I am a Christian. And let me tell you something, people. Christianity is not a democracy. Christianity is a monarchy. And Jesus Christ is our king. Not our president. He's our king, and we are his disciples. And on that cross, it said king. It didn't say president. It didn't say president-elect. It said king. It said king. My attention is not about who's in the White House. My attention is about who's in this house. And this is God's house. And God is present here today. I'm not worried about which political party holds Congress because I know who holds the future. I'm not worried about who won what election because I know who won the victory of the resurrection and eternal life. That's right. That's right. Elections may talk about change, but I know what hasn't changed, the gospel. The gospel is the same today as it was yesterday, as it will be tomorrow, and the gospel is good news for all people, and our mission is still the same, to share and spread the gospel. We don't need an election to know who's in charge of our soul. We don't need an election to know that we have been created by God, called by Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit to share that gospel, to proclaim that God is a God of grace and love, and we are a people of grace and love, and we extend God's grace and love to all of God's children, and all means all. That's what we do. We know our call is to welcome all people to this table, people of all races, people of all ages, people of all gender identities, and people of all abilities, all religions, and yes, all politics. Yes, everyone is welcome here. Not because that's what makes us the largest church. Not because that's what makes us the richest church. Not because that's what makes us the most popular church. But because that's what makes us the church that God called us to be. We don't need an election to know that we are a church led equally by women and men, clergy persons and lay people, old and young, to take down walls, to take down fences, to take down barriers. We welcome refugees from the battles of life. We welcome immigrants into God's kingdom. We welcome our LGBTQ sisters and brothers. We offer healing and hope to those in recovery and to those who need to be. We are a congregation that celebrates God's gift of oneness, given to us in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are a congregation that affirms our diversity and sees diversity as a gift, that our unity does not come from looking alike. Our unity does not come from thinking alike. And our unity does not come from voting alike. Our unity is given to us in Jesus Christ. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God who is Father of all, above all, through all, and in all. We are a congregation that gathers together at the Lord's table this Sunday and every Sunday, celebrating our unity in Christ, who takes our brokenness and makes us whole. We do not need an election, people, to tell us who we are. We are the body of Christ, united by God's grace, not by political affiliations, united by God's love, not divided by political allegiances. And when we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," we are being called to join our hands and our hearts to make it so. Because Jesus Christ is our King, and we are his disciples. Amen.